Now, the scientist and philosopher Harry Stopes Rowe was a leading figure in the British and international humanist movements. He wrote works on moral philosophy and contributed to the debate on the teaching of religion in schools, arguing that the curriculum should embrace non-religious moral codes. Harry was the son of the birth control campaigner Marie Stopes and had an unusual childhood. She was a controversial figure who was accused of being anti-Semitic and believed in eugenics, campaigning to stop poor and disabled people from having children. Harry's wife Mary says he was an only child and therefore the centre of his mother's attention.
He was the one and only. He was all important. He was tremendously admired, but the main thing that seems to preoccupy people is his mother and his unorthodox upbringing.
My understanding is that Harry's mother disapproved of him marrying you.
Oh dear, she did, yes.
Because you were short-sighted?
That is the truth.
Well, and why was she objecting to you being short-sighted?
Because it would be passing a genetic inheritance disadvantageously to her grandchildren or whatever.
Right, so she was worried that her grandchildren would be short-sighted too.
Yes, but I'm glad to say that I am short-sighted, but I can still read the telephone directory by removing my spectacles. Harry, very long-sighted, couldn't read a flipping thing.
And she refused to come to the wedding on the grounds that you were the wrong person, didn't she?
Oh, yes, she did.
Was Harry very upset about that?
I don't think so. His father came, bless him.
What sort of a man was he?
He was a lovely man. Brave, tall, handsome, kind.
I understand that when she died, she really didn't leave Harry very much at all in the will.
She left the big house and its pertinences to the Royal Society of Literature.
And Harry got the Greater Oxford English Dictionary.
That is perfectly true. We still have it. She owned the old Higher Lighthouse on Portland Bill, and she sold the lighthouse without asking him. And he was very sad about that.
She sounds like the most formidable character. She must have had a big impact on him.
Well, she was a formidable character. I was terrified of her. She scared me, but she was a great lady as well, and he was always proud of what she'd achieved.
What shaped his humanist philosophy?
I think it was the habit of questioning always.
He studied science at Imperial College in London and then went on to do philosophy.
David Pollock is a former president of the European Humanist Federation. He wrote an influential pamphlet with Harry Stopes Rowe called Objective, Fair and Balanced, which argued for changes to religious education in schools.
He got a doctorate in philosophy at Cambridge and went to Birmingham as a lecturer in science studies. But within that, he very soon specialised in philosophy. And it was in the course of that, as I understand it, that he dropped his religion and became a humanist.
And what did that mean to him?
Oh, I think it steered his whole life after that. He became very clear about his own ideas and very relentless in working them out, as I found when we were doing this booklet.
Was he difficult to work with?
Difficult, not quite difficult, exhausting.
Why?
I would get home from my office job of an evening, and time and again the phone would ring and I'd know it was Harry, and I was in for 2-3 hours of completely relentless exploration of the wordings, the ideas, the definitions that went towards our objective, fair and balanced. What exactly do we mean by these? Were these the requirements we really needed? What about other things?
And was he pedantic about the use of the words?
Yes, he was. Yes, he definitely was. I served, I think, less as an originator of ideas, although I drafted the bill that went into our booklet to amend the law. I was more or less the whetstone for his ideas. He sharpened his ideas on mine. Everything I said, he examined in minute detail. I was tempted sometimes just to be quiet and say, yes, you're right, Harry, but he wouldn't take that for an answer. He'd say, what do you mean I'm right? What about this?
He most recently, I think, was a signatory to a letter objecting to the Prime Minister David Cameron describing Britain as a Christian country.
Indeed, yes.
Did he feel that he was, in a way, losing the battle, or did he feel that humanism was taking its rightful place in our society?
I think he would have seen it as a battle that was still in the balance. Humanism, he would have seen, is making considerable advances in all areas except officialdom, in the institutions of society, in the law on religion in schools, faith schools, with these new faith academies and so on. We are going backwards.
What do you think he saw as his greatest achievement in life?
I think probably the moral philosophy, actually. I mean, he was extremely proud of his children, but I think for himself, actually, his magnum opus would have been his moral philosophy.
Mary Stopes Rowe on her husband Harry, who's died aged 90.